I hope you can reflect on a time in 2018 where God has moved in your life. I hope you have a testimony in 2018 that you can tell people in 2019 that God did this for me last year. Chapter 6, verse 25. Therefore, I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or drink, or about your body, what you will wear. Is not life more than food, and the body more than clothes? Look at the birds of the air. They do not sow or reap or store away in barns, yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not much more valuable than they? Can any one of you, by worrying, add a single hour to your life? See, Jesus here asked a few questions. He says, is not life more than food, and the body more than clothes? In other words, he's saying, is there more to life than just surviving? Is there more in your life than just surviving? Is there so much more in your life than those basic things? He also asks another question. He says here, look at the birds of the air. They do not sow or reap or store away in barns, yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not much more valuable than they? Do you know you have more value than the birds of the air, but yet God feeds them? See, just by the way he words this question, we know we're more valuable than they. We know God cares for us. We know that he'll provide for us. Yet we always ask this question, what if? What if this happens? What if that happens? This what if can consume your whole life. You can go through your whole life saying that simple thing, what if? And never do one thing. God might be calling you to something amazing, but you ask him, what if, God? What if this happens? What if this person says no? What if I can't do it? Do you not know you're more valuable than the birds? Do you not know God will take care of you? See, he loves us because he created us. You have been created by God. You have been made into the image of God. Does not that say enough about our God? That he loved us so much that he sent his son to die on the cross for us. See, not only does he want us to know that he's going to care for us, he wants us to understand who he is. To understand what kind of God he is. And he's a God of all love, of all knowledge, of all understanding. We have to understand that we are his creation. And that he's created us in love. See, then he says this in verse 28. And why do you worry about clothes? See how the flowers of the field grow? They do not labor or spin. Yet I tell you that not even Solomon in all his splendor was dressed like one of these. If that is how God clothes the grass of the fields, which is here today and tomorrow is thrown into the fire, will he not much more clothe you, you of little faith? You of little faith. So do not worry, saying, what shall we eat? What shall we wear? What shall we drink? For the pagans run after these things, and your heavenly Father knows what you need. But seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble on its own. So many times we go through life saying those questions. What am I going to eat? What am I going to drink? What am I going to wear? We worry so much in this life.
Where does worrying really get us?
Where has worry got you in 2018? In a room this size, I can just about bet somebody here is worrying today. Somebody here is struggling with something today, and they don't know how to give it to God. They don't know how to trust Him with everything in their life. I'm going to share a story with you. And I wasn't sure if I was going to share today. Because it was one of the biggest times that I worried for what seemed to be the longest amount of time, even though it was only a few days. See, I work in the heating and cooling, and I worked over in Peru. It was a long drive from Fort Wayne all the way to Peru every day. We worked at this big factory. We had to wear earplugs because of the machinery. We had to wear hard hats, vests, all that stuff to work in there. And it was a two-week job. Just about got the first week done, and it was Friday. Wrapping up the end of the day, it's almost 4 o'clock. Just putting the finishing touches on one of the units that we're putting up. There's two men talking, just having a conversation. So loud, couldn't hear what they were talking about. But out of the corner of my eye, I watched one guy fall to the ground. He fell to the ground and he started seizing. And I didn't know what to do. People around me didn't know what to do. The guy who was talking with him ran and got help as fast as he could. I sat with this man for it seemed like forever, but it was only seconds. And I wondered, was this man saved? Did he know God? What if I knew how to do CPR? What if I knew how to do all these things that maybe could have saved this man's life? And I worried through the whole week, did this man pass away? The medics got in, they took him away, put him on a stretcher. I had no idea if this man was alive or dead. Monday we get in and we hear the news that he didn't make it. He had a heart attack and he said he immediately passed away. But I still wondered, was this man saved? Did he know Jesus Christ? That thought went with me for the rest of the week. Finally, God gave me some relief that he went to church regularly. But still I wondered, what if I could have saved this man's life? See, we worry so much in this life. We ask the what ifs. We ask, how can I do this? How can I do that? See, God knows we worry. He knows we worry. Here Jesus says, do not worry 3 times in this passage. It's obviously important to us. He obviously knows that we shouldn't worry because it does no good for us. See, what is God's cure for worry? What's it say right here in verse 33? But seek first His kingdom and His righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. Follow God. Very simple. Follow His ways. Follow the things that He wants you to do. But see, then we get into another category. When God starts calling us to things, it seems like we worry twice as much. When God wants me to go there, we decide to go another way. When God wants you to do this, or live here, or wear this, or eat that, we want to seem to do the opposite. See, we must learn to trust in Him, to trust in His ways, to trust in His provision, His goodness. We must know that God is good always. We must know that He cares for us and that He is for us and not against us. God wants you to succeed in this life, but you can only succeed in this life. You can only succeed in 2019 if you seek first His kingdom and His righteousness. That is the only way that you're going to succeed in life. The only way that you're not just going to survive in life. See, we must learn to trust in God for what he has done, that he's endured the suffering on the cross because he loves us, that he died on that cross to bring us close to God, to bring us into a relationship with God. We must know that that had to be done. And that God wants us to have a successful future in him. 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 7. A lot of people probably know this verse. But it says, cast all your anxiety on him because he cares for you. All those things that you bottle up inside, that you don't know how to deal with, God is saying, give it to me. Cast it at my feet. I'll take care of you. The memory verse that we have in the bulletin says, come to me, all who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Jesus is the only one who can give you rest. Those nights that you are sleepless nights, that you don't know what you're going to do tomorrow, that you don't know how you're going to pay for this bill tomorrow, or go here or go there, God is saying, come to me, and I will give you rest. See, God loves us. He cares for us. See, it is always better to wrestle with God than it is to run from God. It is always better to hold on to God with everything you have and demand a blessing like Jacob did. To hold on with dear life, saying, I'm never going to give up because I know you care for me. Or it always seems we do the opposite though, right? We're always little Jonahs. As soon as God calls us to something, we want to run in the opposite direction. See, God called Jonah into something amazing. To preach his word, right? Yet he ran in the opposite direction. See, what does running get us? Well, if we think back to the story of Jonah, what did running get Jonah? What happened to Jonah? See, running, all running gives us is chaos and discipline. See, Jonah went, he went to Tarshish. He got on a ship. Well, what happened on that ship? A storm came. Chaos came. The sailors, they didn't know what to do. Jonah knew what to do. Jonah tells these men to cast him into the sea. And when he is cast into the sea, he is swallowed up by a big fish. He's not swallowed up and then spit out. No, he is swallowed up and he spent 3 days and 3 nights in that fish. But what did Jonah do in that fish? Luckily, Jonah knew who to turn to. He prayed to God in that fish. God had mercy on him, spit him back up, and Jonah went. Jonah did what God told him. Now, there were other things in Jonah's life that he had to deal with. If you read further in Jonah, you would realize. See, it is always better to wrestle with God than to run from him. It is so easy to get caught up in tomorrow. It is so easy for us to think about what's going to happen tomorrow. Rarely we ever think what is happening right now. What is happening right now in my life? What is God doing in my life right now? Instead of demanding for tomorrow, demanding for the next day and the next day, the next day will get better and the next day will get better. When you can take care of your worry today, when you can give it to God, it's never going to be easy. Nowhere does it say it's going to be easy. Your burden is never going to be easy, but there's somebody there to take it from you. There's somebody to carry it with you all the way to the cross. See, running gets us chaos and discipline, but yet we seem to run to chaos and discipline. We seem to seek chaos and discipline, but instead God is telling us to seek first His kingdom. Seek first the things of God, and all these things will be given to you as well. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Did you know that?
Did you know that tomorrow will worry about itself? This is why I love God's Word. God's Word is very plain to me. It's very straightforward. That's why I love reading it. Tomorrow will worry about itself. 1 Peter 5:7, cast all your anxiety on Him because He cares for you. I could read that verse over and over and over again. I could sing Awesome God over and over and over again because that's who He is. And that's who He's always going to be. He's going to love you in 2018, and He's going to love you in 2019. There's nothing that you are going to do to separate yourself from God if you have Jesus Christ inside you. If you have God's Holy Spirit inside you. There's nothing you can do because He is for us, not against us. God is always for you and never against you. But yet we run from Him. Yet we say, tomorrow, God. Tomorrow, God. I'll go tomorrow. I'll do what you want tomorrow. See, we get caught up thinking about tomorrow. What we will do, where we will go, instead of asking the more important question. Where and what does God want you to do? Where and what does God want you to do in 2019? God is speaking to each and every one of us today, saying, I want you to do this. I want you to go here. I want you to seek my kingdom here. I want you to seek my kingdom over there. But to us, that's not part of surviving. As long as I get my food, I get my water, I get my shelter, I'm good. God's given me what I need. I don't have to do anything else. Turn with me to James chapter 4. Verse 7. Submit yourselves then to God. Resist the devil and he will flee from you. Come near to God and he will come near to you. When we seek his kingdom, when we seek his righteousness, God becomes close to us. We become to have a better relationship with God. It's always good when God and you are like this. Verse 13. Now listen, you who say, today or tomorrow we will go to this or that city, spend a year there, carry on business, and make money. Why? You do not even know what will happen tomorrow. What is your life? You are a mist that appears for a little while and then vanishes. Instead, you ought to say, if it is the Lord's will, we will live and do this or that. When is the last time you prayed for God's will? When is the last time you prayed to God, God, should I live here? God, should I do this? See, we budget, we do all these things, but we always forget to ask the Maker of all things. We'll set up plans, we're organized. We'll make sure that everything, I'm not saying that we shouldn't plan, because we should. But who are you going to? How are you making your plans? Why do you not even know what will happen tomorrow? What is your life? What is your life? What is your life all about? Is it about you? Or is it about God? Is it about His kingdom? Or is it about what I want? See, we wouldn't get so caught up in worry if it was more about God than ourselves. Because if we do the things of God, we know God will take care of His things. See, if we understood that we're His creation, we would understand that God takes care of His creation. See, we must ask God where and what we should do. We need to learn that making the most of our time serving God is the more beneficial thing in our lives. Submit yourselves. Submit yourselves to God and resist the devil, and he will flee from you. See, the devil works in so many different ways, worry being one of them. If the devil can get you to a place where all you ask is what if, he knows you're not serving God. He knows you're not doing the things of God. Come near to God, and He will come near to you. I pray that you guys make that your mission in 2019. I pray that with all your heart, you draw near to God. Because once you do that, God draws near to you. I hope you cast all anxiety on Him, because He can take it. We might not be able to deal with all our anxieties, because we can't. We can't deal with all the worries of life. We can't deal with the questions of what we should eat, what we should wear, and what we should do. It's too much. He says, "Come to me, all who are weary and burdened." All of us have been weary and burdened. All of us have went through hard times. Hard times that we don't know how to handle. But if we knew that Jesus could give us rest, if the world knew that Jesus Christ could give them rest, more people would run to Him. So many of us today struggle with trusting God. So many of us today struggle with just trusting Him in the little things. Like what we should eat. Those things that He does for the birds and the flowers of the field. We struggle with those things. See, God's Word is amazing. It's inspired. It's God-breathed. What does that even mean? It means it's useful for all things. All things pertaining to life on this earth and life after. It's useful to teach the world and to teach us today. It's useful for disciplining ourselves, learning to submit ourselves to God. All those things God's Word's good for. See, when we start to serve God with all our hearts, and I mean with all your heart, worry begins to fade away. That worry of how I'm going to pay that bill begins to fade away. Because you know God's going to take care of you. God suffered on that cross. He endured that cross for you. That's how we know He loves us. Christ demonstrated His love for us because while we were still sinners, He died for us. Something that we should be thankful for 2018, and something that we should be thankful for 2019 until we meet Him in heaven and we can thank Him in person. Have you thanked God for what He's done in your life for 2018? Think about that for a moment. How many times have you actually thanked God for 2018? Even if it was the worst year of your life, it seemed. Because for some of us, that might be the case. 2018 could have been the worst year. Have you thanked God for what He's done? Do you know what God has done for you? What is your life? You are a mist that appears for a little while and then vanishes. We only have so much time on this earth. We only get so much time to serve God. You know what serving God brings? Not only does it triumph over worry, but it brings joy, peace that trumps all understanding. And it brings love. It brings all those things to us so that we can triumph over worry. So we don't have to worry. Have you had peace? Have you had this kind of peace that goes beyond understanding? Have you had a type of peace that the world cries out saying, "How? How can these people have so much peace in a crazy chaos world? In a world where the ship is getting hit wave after wave after wave. How?" See, if we live with the idea that Christ cares for us and we show it, not only do we say it with our mouths, but we can show it, the world runs, but it doesn't run in the opposite direction like we tend to do. It runs to God. Because each and every one of us are weary and burdened at one point in our life. Not only are the people in this church, not only as the church as a whole, but people in general. Those people out there longing for something. Hoping that 2019 might be just a little bit better. Might just be a little bit easier for me. Maybe we ask the same question, right? Maybe 2019 might be just a little bit better for me. Maybe this won't happen. Maybe that won't happen. I can tell you one thing for sure, that it won't get better unless you trust God with it. Those things that are beating you down in life won't get better unless you seek His kingdom and His righteousness. God is a holy God. See, God is so holy that He wants to make us holy. He wants us to be holy people, filled with joy, peace, and love. Analogy gets used in the Bible a lot of being refined like silver and gold, where the metal is put into this hot steaming liquid, and it gets melted down and down and down, sifted through until the purest of gold is there. You know, God wants to do that with us today. He wants to sift the worry out of your life. Sift and sift and sift until all is left is Himself. All is left is serving God. Do you know serving God is more enjoyable than anything? I can testify that today. That there's never been a greater thing in my life than serving God. I have found more joy in this church than I have found outside of it. I've had more fun in the house of God than I've had outside of it. I've had more fun and more peace and love. I felt more compassion from people inside the church than I have outside of it. But I've worried so many times in my life, and every single time I've worried, it's never gotten me anywhere. And I can testify to that too. That never one time did I say, "What if?" did it add one single hour to my life. It added no seconds, no anything to my life by worrying. But when you start serving God, you feel accomplished. You feel like you're doing something. You feel worthy, even when you aren't worthy. See, did you know you're not worthy of God's love, yet He loves you? You know we're not worried that we can cast all anxieties on Him because He cares for us, yet He tells us to? See, God said He was going to destroy Nineveh. See, Nineveh wasn't a nice place. No wonder Jonah didn't want to go. Nineveh was the hardest of places. They killed people. Jonah didn't want to die. Yet, some crazy thing happened. Nineveh was spared from God's judgment because they repented. Because Jonah went. Whether he might not have liked the people, he still went, and he still told them what God wanted them to say. Maybe God today is telling you to go somewhere and you're running in the complete opposite direction. Maybe you know this is what I'm supposed to do in 2019, but yet you turn the complete opposite direction. Do you know life will be easier for you if you just turn to God? Not saying easy things are going to happen to you, but I am saying you'll have peace, you'll have love, and you'll have joy. See, Philippians 4:4 says, "Rejoice in the Lord." I'll say it again, rejoice always. Always rejoice. When we rejoice, we don't worry. When we praise God, we don't worry. When we say, "Awesome God, awesome God." Our God is an awesome God. We don't worry. Why? Because our thoughts are filled with He is an awesome God. See, God never changes. And if He never changes, we know tomorrow He's going to provide for us. We can say that wholeheartedly that God will provide for us. See, Matthew chapter 6 isn't saying, don't do anything. It's not telling you to be lazy, because God's Word says to not be lazy. It's not saying that if you just sit on the couch, that He's going to give you food and He's going to give you shelter. What's it say? It says, seek first His kingdom. Seek first His righteousness. And all these things will be added to you. When you ask, what shall I eat, God? What shall I wear? All those things will be added unto you. We say, God, where should I go? How can I preach Your name today? All those things are added to you. Maybe today you struggle trusting God. Maybe you've been running from His plan in your life all the way back in 2010. Maybe you knew what God wanted you to do all the way from 2010. 2019 can be a different year. Today is the day to remove the worry from your life. But you can only do that by casting it at the Father's feet. Only today can you triumph over your anxieties. By casting it at the Father's feet. The Father who cares for you. The Father who's done everything to bring you closer to Him. Things that we couldn't imagine doing. Things we never deserved. As we stand, I want you to ask this question. Do I struggle trusting in God? Do I struggle trusting God? Maybe today you do struggle trusting God. You can come down here and you can kneel at the altar. Maybe you're going through something hard and you want someone to pray for you. There are so many people in this church that would love to pray for you. As Alex plays the music,